It's time for the Video Game Podcast from Entertainment Earth. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's April 8th, 2011. We actually have quite a bit of exciting news for you this week. I didn't think there would be that much because, you know, we just had a console launch with the 3DS. So let's get started with some stuff you might like to know. A live-action Mortal Kombat web series is going to be going up April 12th, so go check that out. A trailer should be up by now. Japan will be getting a set of PlayStation Gashapon, which are collectible capsule toys with miniature replicas of the original 1995 PlayStation hardware, its various revisions, and some of the accessories, including memory cards and the pocket station. Check your favorite toy importers. A company called Abandonware, E-A-R, not A-R-E, started selling t-shirts of old computer logos, Tandy, Sierra, Byte, Origin Systems, SSI, Berkeley Systems, etc. Neato stuff. A company called Musterbrand has licensed Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for clothing, replicating the outdoor quasi-military garments for fans of the game series. Kinect's got the Nintendo Mario Kart license, and we start making construction kits with figures based on that series. They look more like Lego than traditional Kinects. The ROM for the original NES game Bioforce Ape has been released after nearly 20 years of waiting since being previewed in Nintendo Power. The Lost Levels posted it on April 1st. Having ran the game, I can say the ROM actually works. It is not a hoax. And the animation is really good. The game is kind of convoluted. I haven't given it too much of a chance, but seeing the animation and the graphics, it's pretty impressive for something from the 1990s that we never got. Anyway, on to downloads. The Wii got Planet Fish and the Super NES game Super Bonk. The DSi got Anonymous Notes Chapter 1 from the Abyss, which looks like a 16-bit Square Enix action RPG, Fairy Tail, and Absolute Baseball. Xbox 360 got The Dishwasher Vampire Smile, Red Faction Battlegrounds, and The Lost Hobo King, which is DLC for stacking. Otomedius Excellent is actually coming to the USA from Konami, eventually. The Japanese release date is April 21st, and it's basically a Gradius clone with girls dressed up and barely dressed up as spaceships from video games instead of being actual spaceships. Don't worry, they can still fly. The gameplay is 2D, and it's very, very much like Gradius, except it's a little goofy. I don't know why they're not just giving me my damn spaceships. I'd really rather have a new Salamander game, but I'll probably buy this. On the PlayStation 3, you can get Starred Rune at Red Faction Battlegrounds. And the PSP has new PSP minis, 3-2-1 Super Crash, plus Dr. Minigames, and Fish Tank. New at Entertainment Earth! Dead Space Plasma Cutters are in stock from the first and second games. Don't miss your chance to get these. Also, World of Warcraft steins and mugs are on sale. Buy three, get one free. Mix and match with any mugs on our website. But hurry, these special values won't last forever, and the Dead Space Plasma Cutters are selling so fast they'll be out of stock soon. So order yours today! That's all I've got. I've been playing Strania on the Xbox 360, which is really hard, but lots of fun. And also, what else have I done? Oh, I've played through the original Legend of Zelda's first quest, Zelda 2's only quest, and I just beat Star Tropics for the first time, so I've been playing a lot of old NES games. It's the time of year for that. It really is. You should do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys all next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H, and thanks for listening.